main character in the two previous Sundays had been John the Baptist, calling us to prepare the way and to be aware of the coming of the Lord. The main characters this Sunday are the Blessed Virgin Mary and her relative Elizabeth. The Blessed Virgin Mary in the Gospel is seen as a model of generosity. She knew by the angel's voice that Elizabeth, her old relative, was expecting a baby. And she made the long and difficult journey to the mountains to be with her and to serve her. We as believers are invited to be generous as the Blessed Virgin Mary. We should be ready to help anyone in need in our family, with our friends, in our community, and in society. But usually we are afraid to get involved, to mind about others. We have been trained to mind only our own. And we even have expressions, mind your own business. We have been trained to be selfish, to think only in our own good. The gospel today is a call to break that way of thinking. The gospel calls us to do what is opposite to selfishness, that is to be concerned and to be generous with those that we can, with those that we may have the opportunity to serve. And when I'm talking about generosity, it's not only about money or material things. It's to be generous in everything that we do. At home, with our time, that is now the most precious thing that we have, time. And sometimes we don't have time for others because we are busy. It's to be generous about giving ourselves to others for their service, for their needs. And as I say, beginning by home. I know that for those who are parents, you need to be very generous, raising up your children. But the invitation today is to be generous with everybody, beginning by home, family, community. The Blessed Virgin Mary and Elizabeth are also models of humility. Another virtue that we can put in practice in the living of our Christian faith. It should be our attitude when we pray to God, knowing that He is mighty God, and that we all are His children. It should be also present in the relationship with others, knowing that we are all sons and daughters of God, knowing that we all are brothers and sisters, no matter the race, the color, the language of the nationality that you may have. How can we practice humility? What else can be done here in our community to build up a united and integrated community? The Blessed Virgin Mary is also a model of faith. Blessed are you who believe, say Elizabeth to her. Once again, and in this special time of grace, that is Advent, we are invited to believe. To believe and to renew our faith in God. To believe and to renew our faith in Jesus, His Son, our Lord and Redeemer. To believe and to renew our faith in the presence of God in our life and in the life of our families. And to give thanks to God for that, because He is Emmanuel. He is God with us. It is a time to believe and to renew our faith in His promises of eternal life and in His call to all of us to be His witness today. Only with a strong faith in Him we can hear the call to open our life to Him, to discover and to do His will in our life. How is our faith in Jesus and in His Father? How does this season of Advent help us to grow in our relationship with Jesus, our Savior? Blessed Virgin Mary, inspire us to be generous in our service, to be humble, and to renew our faith in this time when we celebrate the incarnation of your Son. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.